morning, everyone.
Okay, do take a seat. We've got an interesting service this morning. It's going to be slightly different. We have a theme, which is absolutely fantastic, and that's love in action. And we will try something slightly new, just to catch up with the mood of this world somehow. And we're going to try to use social media during the service. So you understand that the potential for it to go very wrong is pretty high. But we live in 2017, so we will do we'll do things in the ways that that we can do things in 2017. Okay. Can I have a question? Is anybody familiar with Twitter? Okay, that's a very, very good start. Anybody more familiar with Instagram? Emmeline, put a hand up. Instagram? Okay. Anybody familiar with Facebook? Okay, okay. So we will experiment with that. Okay. So, did you know? We're going to stand together and continue our worship. And I think that's the plan.
Morning. So our theme today is love in action, and we thought we'd start the service with a bit of an experiment, which, judging by the show of hands earlier, I'm not too confident about. We'd like to get a number of volunteers who will come to the front and use their bodies in this space here to spell out the word love. Rachel and I and a couple of others had a bit of a practice earlier. Rachel's going to come and be my directorial assistant. Fee's then going to come up and take a photograph and share it on Twitter. I'll give you the addresses in a minute, which then means that you can access that on Facebook, Instagram. I'm saying this, I don't really know what I'm saying. I'm hoping that some of you will. And then we're going to ask you to repost, retweet, whatever you do. The photograph is going to have the tagline, the post of our theme for the day, which is 1 John 3:18, let us not love with words or speech, but with action and in truth. So we're going to then put our phones away and see how far that can go in an hour. And I think Jerry's going to assess the situation at the end of the service. Is that right? Yeah. So if anybody fancies it, could you come down the front and we'll spell out the word love? Come on then, Kingswoods. Does it need to be squashed, Fee?
I think you one at a time.
One at a time. Okay, so for those of you that are playing along, you can get it at Jerry Parr, or you will be able to in a minute, or at Welton Baptist, no, sorry, at WBC Midsummer Norton. And the Bible verse was 1 John 3:18. Let us not love with words or speech, but with action and in truth. And that should be going up as well. Okay. Done? Brilliant. Well done. Thank you. No, that's fine. Thanks, everybody. So we've already said that our theme today is love in action. Our plan is to start by considering, Jerry's going to come and share with us, a project, an international project, far, far from here, that is showing Christ's love in action. Then Fee is going to come up and talk to us about how our church supports international and local projects and families in the ways that they show love in action. And then we are going to focus, Rachel's going to help us to focus on what we're all doing on our immediate doorstep. So over to Jerry.
I wasn't at the planning meeting the other night where it was talking about the social media experiment. So when there was a line at the end that said, Jerry, to feedback on the social media experiment, I wasn't sure what I was doing. What I'm actually going to do is to be asking you how far it's got. Now, at the moment, I'm not tweeting the photo because I'm speaking. So it won't be till I sit down, all right? I would just like to say that the verse is there. So rather than typing the verse in, if you want to grab it, you can. I'm ready to add the photo to it when it pops up on your feed. I'm going to be talking this morning to see about Build Hope. Now, Build Hope is a charity, and it's a group of two particular charities who put this project called Build Hope together. It's in Mexico, and you wear your sombrero like that, and they're very itchy, and they hurt, but they keep the sun off your face, and because of the wovenness, actually the breeze goes through, and they're really useful, but very itchy. I've been twice. I've taken 800 photos. Are you ready? I've narrowed it down a little bit for this morning. But Urban Saints and Amor, Urban Saints and Amor, who knows what Urban Saints used to be called? Crusaders. They still trade as you say, Crusaders, but Urban Saints is their working name. And Amor Ministries is based in San Diego. I'm going to do a bit of background to their ministry, what we did and the impact that it had. Some 35 years ago, a young American went from Texas down to Tijuana and worked in what was an orphanage. She suddenly found out that these orphans had parents, both parents. But both parents lived on the municipal dump. They had no home. And for them, putting their children in the orphanage gave them a better life. On speaking to the parents and to the kids in the orphanage, they both wanted to be together. For all the reasons you can think of. But actually, on the dump, it's wet, it's damp, you get ill. You can't afford a doctor. So Gayla and her friends came up with a plan, and the plan was to build houses, because actually, that's what they didn't have. And they put together some plans to build sheds. In those days, they were wooden-sided, and they were done like that so they could be dismantled and taken away when these people perhaps got moved on, because regularly the local town moved people on from that environment. What actually happened was they put the houses up, and the council then dedicated the road, as we would think about it, and created a community. And the charity went back to them and said, well, all right, you can do that. We'll carry on building houses, but we know there's a lot of people homeless at the railway station, other places. Can you, as a council, work on that? And together, as Christian organisation, they took on that mantle to build houses. Nowadays, they aren't quite the same. You'll see that in a moment, but we lay a concrete base and the outside of the houses are plastered. They don't move, they stay where they are. So anyway, we joined a team of 72 students, on the next slide, and staff to build three houses that will be homes to three families this year. And we met at Heathrow, and Heathrow is a wonderful place. The 7-hour delay was a delight, with a whole load of students all itching to get and do something. But we joined them, and we're going to look at some of the pictures now, if we can move on. This is Heathrow at the top. Some getting bored, some getting a bit excited, and San Diego at the bottom. It's a long flight. It's a long flight, particularly when you discover that three of your students are airsick, and you can't just pull over and go for a walk. All right, it's a challenge. But when we arrive, we have a night in America. We're in the desert now in Mexico, and we have to put our own tents up. Now that was a challenge anyway, because the last team that put the tents away, it depends how they put them away and how easy you can put them up. Believe me, it's a challenge because some had no poles, some had no pegs, and then magically in a few hours you have these tents up. These tents get quite hot. If I tell you that I took a bag of jelly babies for the flight, which I didn't eat, and I put them in my tent pocket, when I came home the next day, I had one bag of liquid jelly. Not individual jelly babies, a bit soggy, one bag of liquid jelly. So I'd wait till the next morning, when it had gone hard, and just eat this one bag of... Well, what else was I going to do with it? Anyway, when we arrived, and we had to walk up a hill for about 20 minutes, and this is the house that the grandma and her three grandchildren are living in. We don't know where grandpa was, or the daughter, or anything like that. And outside it are all the materials that our money paid for. So when we raised money, and part of my time here to thank you for the money you gave to me to enable me to go, we pays for all the flights, and it also pays for materials to the house that are bought from Mexican suppliers. And the owner has provided that. That is the level piece of ground that we're building on. We had to make a few adjustments. It wasn't quite big enough, but she has done her best with her friends to provide a level piece of land and all the water that we need. Because we're mixing concrete. We're mixing stucco. She hasn't got a tap. A logistical nightmare for her. But we got together and we sawed and we hammered and we learnt new skills. And out of that piece of land arrived that house. All the concrete is mixed by hand in teams, in relays, and the first day we are exhausted. Towards the end, we there are plastering it. It has a door, it has two windows. And on the bottom right there is the grandmother that we have built this house for. And we've given her a blanket and various things. And we stand at that point in her house. With her, in a circle. And we take her door key, and each of us touches it as it goes round. We hand her her door key, and we walk out of the property. Because we have provided her not with a house, but a home. If you know anybody who's been on the trip, which is why I try not to get the microphone away, they will have round their neck keys. Because at the end, with the young people, we sit and talk about it and think about how that's affected people. And we give them each a key with the date of the year that we were there engraved on it. But while we were there, well, there they are, look. The guy on the left, Marley, I did have to take to a hospital in the States, but that's another story. Thank God for the National Health Service. If we move on a bit, we had a talk one evening, and the guy said to me, we're going to talk about justice, and probably social justice would be it. And I sat at the back, as all youth leaders tend to, and folded my arms and made sure my young people were listening. And then he came up with a statement that floored me. If we can just have the statement, comes in slowly, he said, hopefully. Oh, it's about, back one, enabling our neighbours to have all, can we go back a slide, Paul, sorry. Or even forward one, because I think it comes up again, oh no, it doesn't. It's about enabling our neighbours to have all that they need. And we sat there, yeah. All they're entitled to. There we are. And we sat there and I thought, that's too simple. You saw that list come up. Yeah, we can think of education and healthcare and we were building a house and things like that. But as I sat there, I began to think, does that not mean that my housebound dad is entitled to someone to have a coffee with him occasionally when he gets lonely? Are our neighbours entitled to... Actually, suddenly it covers everything that I think of that involves action and doing something. Enabling our neighbours to have all they're entitled to. And so at school we've been thinking about that, and one of the things we've done is we've just raised money to send some rucksacks to Mexico. Well, actually to buy some there. Because in Mexico, in the area we are, education is free. Yes! But only if you have all the books and the uniform to go to school. The families don't have anything. So we've just paid for 47 rucksacks to go, 47 kids. Have a year's worth of education. But what it struck us as we met the other night, that you can call it justice, you can call it social justice. Isn't it just fairness? Isn't it just fair that those people have those things that we take for granted? But as part of our time there, we do feedback with the young people. And I've got, if anyone wants to see it, some trip reports. They make very interesting reading because some of the kids have put things down on their forms that they haven't said to us. So we got to towards the end, and I get the trip report, and one girl from our school has written, "The best thing for me was the moment the house was completed because all the work was done." It could just have stopped there for some of us. "We had managed to build a house and change a family forever." But two other girls, two our year 10s who struggle a lot with their home life, who struggle to raise the money to go because of a lack of support, put these two thoughts down. "I thought it was not me to believe in faith. I would never change my mind. But now I am more open-minded about faith and will look into it." And we've connected with someone. And the other girl put, "Before this trip, I had no belief. But now I have belief." If I say that Build Hope do three trips a year, one at Easter is for church youth groups and has lots of worship and teaching and calls from God. One in the summer is for families. But the school's one, we just talk as Christians. There is no altar call. There's no desire to say to them they've got to do anything about faith. So I went up to them both and said, "Well, what is it that has changed your mind? What is it that has made you consider faith when you didn't before we left?" And they both looked at me and said this: "We saw Christians doing something useful." I'm the chaplain of their school. And it cut me quite deeply. Because each week, each day, every assembly, I'm saying something. But the actions, I put two hashtags up that may come up. The second one you can read is "Love in Action" as well. But "Sleeves Rolled Up" is something I'm trying to do there, because actually I've realised that they see the action. They don't necessarily hear the words. The exciting thing for me is that I know there is lots of that action going on. I know we've got people here involved in it. And actually, part of what we want to do is to celebrate that. Say, yeah, we're doing it. Yeah, we could do a bit more, but let's be thankful. And so we're going to move on now and think more about what we are doing. And I'm going to hand over to Fee now, I believe. He's sitting here on his phone. I don't know what he's doing. Have you all managed to find the message and retweet it yet? No. Have a moment now then. Get your phones out. Make sure your data switched on, because I had to this morning. And see whether or not you can find it. I'm just looking now. Has it gone, Fee? It's gone. You should see a picture. I don't know because I didn't do it. We should see a picture of these people with the word love and the and the Bible verse.
Twitter, WBC, Meeting the Norton, or Facebook, London Baptist Church.
So if you're on the church's Facebook or the church's Twitter, it should be there, and it should be a picture of these lovely people who beautifully cleaned the floor this morning. I mean, sat and... No, the floor's looking nice and polished. With the word love and the Bible verse, and I'm just trying to do two things at once, and I haven't seen it come in yet, so I'm going to have to go... Oh, yes? Came in 3 minutes ago on the Welton Baptist Church one. I am now going to retweet it. So I've retweeted it as well, so it's on mine. If you get it, retweet it. If it's on Facebook, again, just punt it around your friends, and we're going to see... Well, the end of the service, how far this message has got. You'll be pleased to know that someone in Peasdown has already picked it up. It's got that far. It's on its way. Anybody else found it? Yeah, one or two? Good. I'm going to add, how far will this go? And if my eyesight's good, I've spelt it right. That's all right then. So that has gone. And now Fee's going to come and talk to us about lots of the other things that we are involved in that we can really celebrate and be happy about and get enthused about.
We're going to have a look for a few minutes about what the local church is and what the local church enables to do worldwide, because Midsomer Norton is a fantastic place. I came around here 17 years ago and I stayed, not because I was stuck. Okay. So the local church is something very important, and we have churches together, and we are just one part of something which is much bigger, even if you're not aware of what is happening. So what we are going to look at in the next 5 minutes is simply people that we are, as a church, linked to, people that we are supporting, people who are quite important to us, and many of them have very, very strong links with this community of people, this church, and are really embedded in what we do. And it's not a question of, oh yeah, we're good, look at what we're doing. It's not that at all. It is simply trying to have the talk and walk the talk as well. So shall we just start? Being on the local church, here is somebody which is who are people who are very, very important to some of us. Liz is the Malcolm's daughter, and Malcolm's not here this morning. They're in Spain, and they're trying to reach out to people in southern Spain, Andalusia, and we're all jealous because it's a nice place to. I've never been there. I'm going. I'm hoping to go this summer, but not. Okay. Then we have Claire and Pedro, who have links with quite a few places on Earth. They have links also with boats that have been going all around the globe. Pedro is from South Africa. He's training at Redfield College in Gloucestershire, in Gloucester. Okay, next. Kenya Wiggy. Pete, you know that place. Pete Skinner, who is waving to all of us, you were actually there just a few days ago, weren't you, in Kenya? So there will be an update coming. There are newsletters, but if you want to know from the man himself, he's the one with the beard. Steve Loader. Now, you can wait in Bristol, because the world is coming to you, and Steve Loader is waiting, a bit like a spider, for all these seamen to come to you to Bristol and just pounce on them. Well, not quite in that way, not quite in that way. But the whole world comes to us, just like we can go to see the rest of the world. Next, Colin and Audrey are in Lebanon. It's a place that I quite like. I spent 3 years in Lebanon myself, and they are working with disabled people. And I think Colin has got involved with some of the numerous Syrian refugees in Beirut. Touch India. Okay. Do you want to give us a wave? Okay. Something quite powerful happening in Bangalore, if I'm not wrong, so sort of middle of India, middle south India, quite a lot of things happening there. By the way, you've noticed that all of that is simply taken from our website. So if you want to know more, just have a look. People that we know who I think are sitting somewhere in this congregation. Okay, David and Nona, I don't know if you're there. I can't see you. Nope. Now, even if they are here most of the time, not this morning, even if they are here around Midsomer Norton most of the time, they still are very much involved with what they started doing in Uganda, in the heart of Africa. James and Sandra Chinnery, for quite a while they were, and you've got somebody waving a hand over there, and that's James's mummy, and you haven't been called that in a while, haven't you? And they have been looking at going back to Nepal. It's been quite an odyssey not to being able to go to the place you want to, but they are there at the moment, aren't they? They are in Nepal. Okay. The food bank. That's not just necessarily things that are far away, but this is very, very close by, the food bank, Summer Valley Food Bank. And Elizabeth, I have seen her this morning, so okay, over there she is. Tonight, we have something else. We have our mission evening, and we've got Matt Hebditch. He's going to sort of wave, okay, sorry to do that to you. Yeah. And we'll have an update on various things, the people that we support and people that we want to pray for. Finally, I've got a couple of things. By the way, it's got nothing to do with what we were talking. If you are interested in the AV, there's a bit of training next week after the service. It has absolutely nothing to do with mission, has it? Or maybe it has, because if you can't hear each other just in a Sunday morning, it is a bit of an issue. One more thing. By House of Prayer, it's this Tuesday. It's 8 o'clock. We used to have it at 7:45, but we noticed that a lot of people were struggling to be there for 7:45 because it's a bit of a rush. So it's 8 o'clock, 8 p.m., prompt start, rather than 7:45 and not being able to really start before 8. So 8 p.m., prompt start. And there is a final point, I think. Or is it final? It is final. It is final, so I'm going to leave it there. Okay. Rachel, you're next.
Okay, well, if my muscular helper can muscle up another couple of people to put the... Thanks, Pete. if you can put the tables either side so that there's space around them, because we want access for everybody where possible. So might be better that way, no? Sorry? Yeah, this way a bit. Like right in the centre of that space would be perfect. I'll get the ruler out in a minute. Thank you. So looking at love in action, we've looked at something really far away that perhaps some of us might get involved with what Jerry's shared about or something similar. And obviously, just then when Jean-Fi shared, we know we've got a lot more connected with some of those missions, aren't we? But daily we've got opportunity, haven't we, to show our love in action. And so what we're going to do in a moment is just have an opportunity to share some ideas for how we can and how we already do show our love. And then we're also going to be singing, just to give you a couple of minutes' notice. After we've done something together, we're going to also be singing the Sunbeam song. So I just wanted to give notice that if anybody is here from Sunbeams or remembers being in Sunbeams when they were 1, 2, or 3, I'd love your help in a minute to come and sing that, because that song, Jesus Wants Me for a Sunbeam, I think is about us shining the light of Jesus out to the world, to those that we meet. And Jesus wants each of us to show love. And just like a sunbeam's light falls wherever it shines, we want to be able to reach out wherever we go and bring something of the truth and light that Jesus is to those we come across and meet, those we know and those we don't know. That verse, let us not love with words or speech, but with action and in truth. So it's not just about saying that we love people or talking at church about love if we don't get out there and love the people we meet. So what we're going to do to share some ideas of how we could love and do things locally with neighbours, friends, people at home, school, work, people in the places we go to, people we meet, is we're going to invite you to come out to the front and do two of three things. Or you can do all three, but I'd love you to try and do two. at least. So here there are three things you can do. One is to come up here to the mic and just say it. So to tell everybody some ways that you could show love. Okay? It's going to be really simple things. And you can come to this mic, or I'm going to set this mic up as well. So that there's two, and you know, it doesn't even matter if you speak at the same time as someone else, but just come and share ways that we can love. It could be something that you're already doing. It could be an idea you've had. And I want to pray now, Lord, that you would just show us some ways that we could love people and love our community. Lord, would you reveal some ideas to us this morning that we can share and encourage one another in this way? Amen. So saying them, writing them down. I've got some Sharpies, which are permanent pens. So please watch that you don't get them on your clothing because they won't wash out. And you can write on either of these tables. They're covered in acetate, cellophane. So please don't mark the actual table. You'd have to work hard to mark the table. So you can write on them. Okay, so across, there's a map there, which I'll explain in a minute. But you can write across any part of the map just your ideas for how and what we could do to love people. But also, I thought it'd be really interesting to just see how far we spread geographically. So these two maps are the Mendip Hills East map, which Midsummer Norton is on. So that's what that map. And this is the sort of more Cheddar Wells map. Now, I'm aware that there might be some people it'd be interesting to see who aren't on either of those maps, but I think most you will find, you can find where you live. And then you can stick your own little sunbeam on the map. Okay? Because these look like stars, don't they? But I know all of you children especially know that the sun is a star. So stick a star on the map where you live. If you run out of space for Midsummer Norton, I'm going to put a cup on the table and you can stick the stickers all over the cup. Or you could just pile the stickers one on top of the other. I'll let you do that. And then come and speak here and write on the maps too. Is that clear? And after all that, we'll sing the Sunbeam song together. Please be aware, I know you will, that we've got people who might have different access needs. So let's be really kind to each other in helping people to somehow get to do this, however we do that. All right, let's go. So I'll start by saying, invite a neighbour in for a cup of tea.
Another way to show love is to spend time with people that you meet day by day in the street. Like when I'm dog walking the other day in the pouring rain, I stopped to listen to a lady that had particular problems.
I just wanted to say that for the last 3 months, I've had a huge amount of love in action from this church, and I want to say thank you. So just some of the things: look after somebody's dog when they're not well, visit people, make them food. There's all kinds of ways that you can just show love in action. And I just wanted to say thank you for what you as a church have done for me.
One of the things that always worries me is when I see homeless people, I don't know whether to give them money or not. So what I sometimes do is I get vouchers for Marks and Spencer's or Tesco's or wherever, so that they could either buy food or socks or something like that. So I feel like I'm giving them something that they can then take and use in the way that they want.
For those who are far away, geographically or otherwise, it's sometimes very good to be able to just send them a text or an email to show that you're thinking of them.
Mine's almost the same as just been said previously. For those that are selling the big issue and just there in the cold on the streets, just to look at them with love and say a word or two and just give them a pound or two, it makes such a difference to them. The response you get is really lovely and it makes them feel very much worthwhile too.
Thank you, Elaine. Just on a practical note, how about since a lot of people live near this table, you stick the sticker on that table for where you live, but if you've got something to write, you can write it on the cheddar map, perhaps. Might reduce the congestion. You can always stick your sticker on later. It's lovely to hear as well, for those that have either finished or just sitting listening, so more encouragements from the mic would be great.
Thank you.
I'd like to say thank you to all our church leaders, house group leaders, and all the deacons and elders, and all our church family for all their prayers, love and help. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
We are a foster family. We love foster children. I would really encourage you to foster as well.
Very good. Good one.
Hello, is this one? Yeah. One thing that's particularly difficult for us blokes is we just like to give the answers and the solutions to problems, but actually just listening to people sometimes is all we need to do. So that's what.
I personally think one way to show love is to always greet people despite not knowing who they are or where they live. Like, for example, in my neighborhood, where we come from, we always greet each other. Either it's a good morning, good evening, or good afternoon, and be respectful. So for me personally, just greeting somebody is a way to show love.
Just like Angela, I can't thank people enough for their love and their concern for us, particularly as my wife hasn't been able to come for 2 years now. The number of people that come to visit her and cheer her up, bring meals to us and sometimes some flowers, it really does our heart good. How good it is, isn't it, to show a bit of love.
Rebecca would like to say about looking out for the homeless and that we should perhaps help them and show their love to them. And I just wanted to say something as well, that I had an opportunity about a week ago, went to visit a lady. She's been widowed recently, and she just mentioned about she's got a log fire in her house in her front room, and that gets the room hot, but her thermostat's in that room, so the rest of her house is cold because the central heating system thinks the house is hot. And I was about to leave, and I just thought, God, so you could change that, move that for her. So it only took about 10 minutes to do, and she was so appreciative of it. And sometimes I just think it's just looking for opportunities, looking for ways to love people. Everyone's got a need, and just asking for it and being prompted to perhaps do something about it.
Okay, if the worship team want to come up, we're just going to enter into a time of thanksgiving, because we've heard
loads this morning about what is already being done by us and by those of us we know to show God's love in action. And as we're worshipping, we just wanted to invite you to share that with somebody in this space. If you have noticed someone in this fellowship showing God's love in action, we're just going to invite you to go and tell them that while the worship is happening. And if you want, if you feel able, to also pray with them and thank God for them and the way that they show his love in our community. So, for instance, I'm going to start off embarrassing someone that's brilliant at embarrassing other people, and that's Neil Ross, because I've noticed that he is fantastic at supporting a particular member of our community and is really loving and kind towards that person. So that's, I'm going to go and pray with Neil, and the worship team are going to start.
I want us to continue being love in action or faith in action. I've got a little story. A few months ago, I was in a staff room of a very large school in Bath, not our own, and there was an animated chat going on in one corner. And then the guy came up to me and said, "Do you know about this?" And I thought, "I haven't got a clue what you're talking about." This guy didn't go to church, but some friends of his did, and they just had a baby. And their church brought the meals round for a couple of weeks afterwards, like we do. And this non-Christian was so animated. He was telling the staff room how good it was. He was passing the word on about faith or love in action. We don't do it for that reason. But actually, it can go a long way. Now then, I know this message has got as far as Bath Eastern, Peasedown, Twerton, and one other place I'm not going to mention. Anybody else got any knowledge of where it's gone? Bearing in mind that, of course, all my friends obviously are sat in church with their phone switched off. Honest. I now know the ones that aren't. I shall have a word with them on Monday. Anybody else got a notification from anywhere a bit further beyond our local area? Wellingborough, we're getting further. I think it will go on and on. Keep looking, shout the names out when you get them, because obviously they have their phones off. Earlier on today, just to give you a message, an idea of where it can get, I tweeted just the Bible verse ready so that people grab it and put on to their message. And that one got to New Zealand. All right, the friend there. I did think while I was doing it, what time is it in New Zealand and why was he looking at his phone? But interestingly, how far it can get. In schools, where I am at school, Facebook and other social media is a huge struggle because of what can happen with it in a negative sense. Kids can say something, post it and send it. Those of you that follow me and others will know that sometimes I put down that I'm in church on Sunday morning having fun. There's always a positive bit with it. Why? Because about 80% of the people I have as friends don't go to church. They think I'm weird. I work with them every day. They still think I'm weird. But I want them to know that when I come here, it's fun, or it's challenging, or I've met great people, which I do from time to time. That's a joke, by the way. So, anyone any further? Wellingborough? Let's pray. Father, we thank you for what we are able to do. We thank you for each other and the small things that make a difference to someone else. We thank you. We have it within our DNA from you to cheer up, help, encourage others. Help us to continue to do that in the weeks, the months, and the years that come. And help us to say thank you to those that encourage us. Father God, may we have a great time of refreshment now before going off into our week. Be with us, keep us safe, give us the words to say when we need them, and the friends around when we need them too. Amen.